Outdoors today may have been one of our best practices, and you know, I come up here, you know, always pretty much positive about the way we've worked. I commented to our players after practice, our demeanor throughout the day was excellent. We went outside, the focus from the walkthrough in the beginning of practice, through practice, and the walkthrough after was not good. It was excellent. There was energy out there. Our execution in the weather was very good. The ball was seldom on the ground. Our offense practiced well. Our defense also, when the scout team periods, was working to the ball, had some turnovers, which was great to see. Special teams was clean throughout the day. And I thought even through the last 15 minutes of walkthrough, as I watched and moved around, I thought the guys were really locked in and worked very hard and prepared like a team that was preparing to win a game on Monday night, no doubt about it. I heard Josh talking about Coach Ditka. I had a chance to speak with him. He's since he was here, I've had a chance to stay in contact with him and stay connected with him, and that's been great. He's talked to me by phone. He's conversed with me through text. He's been very supportive. I wanted to let him know that I was excited about his the ceremony that he'll have on Monday night. And that I probably wouldn't be able to see him much because we'd be busy, but I wanted to take the time to congratulate him on that. And I'm hopeful that, and I believe our team will come out and play with a kind of passion and love for the game that he did as a player and as a coach. That's what we're preparing to do this week. Yeah, I mean, I watched him as a player, as a young boy, and certainly as a coach, being on the other side of the field, you know, as an assistant coach coaching against him, but you know, his sincere passion for the game, obviously, his love of people, you know, and you know, his genuineness. I mean, he's a genuine guy. He's a very real person. You can see why, you know, this community in this area, not only that they love him because he's that kind of person, and he's very passionate about the game of football. Obviously, we still see that each and every week. And sincere on an individual basis. That's what I found. I had a chance to know him on an individual basis, and you know, it's a privilege just to have the opportunity to connect with him the way I have and get to know him in the way that I have. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, but I remember him as a tight end. I remember him breaking tackles. I remember making catches, and it's a flicker in the back of my mind, but I do remember that. And then to see the transition. As a coach, I can remember him on the sidelines when he was with Dallas as a coach, you know, to my recollection. You know, I know he was there as a player minimally to my recollection as well, but mostly, you know, as the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and his love for the game, and, you know, knowing some of the assistant coaches that coached with him at the time, you know, how much he loved them showed them his appreciation. In different ways, his appreciation for them in different ways, and the guys that work for him love to coach with him. I think we're getting the effort and the passion we need out of our players. We've got to play better. You know, that's the issue right now is we've got to play better at the right times. We've got to play better on fourth down. We've got to be better in special teams. We've got to play better at those moments on third down. That's where we have to get better. We don't have to get better from a standpoint of. The work ethic that we have here, the preparation, the focus we have on winning, we're doing that on a day-to-day basis. We just have to in those moments of the game where we've got to do it right, we've got to do a better job, and that's really the focus right now. Well, I think that's an overloaded question. I'll give you some specifics. You know, we did work this week on backed up. You know, when offenses are coming out, to do a better job of stopping offenses that are coming out. We did a fourth down period today. You know, to do a better job on fourth down in different situations. We had everything from fourth and three to fourth and 15 today because you tend to do better on things you focus on. And so those are the things we focused on. We always focus on third down. We might have had a second, 2 weeks ago we had two third down and medium periods. And over 4 weeks we improved dramatically in our third down, and we stepped back last week only because we didn't execute. We felt looking back at our third down that, you know, we should have had four or five more at least, giving credit and respect to the defense, and we didn't get it done. So we went back to work on cleaning up the details of that. So that's how you do it from that standpoint. You have to focus on the things you're not doing well. You got to make them a point of emphasis. It starts in the meeting rooms. by making sure everybody has a clear understanding of their assignments. It works to walkthroughs where we walk through it, we talk through it, we rep it, we do it quick against air, and then we do it against each other in competitive environment, and that's how we work to try to get better at those areas which are inhibiting us from the last couple weeks from getting the job done. Well, he's a big, strong guy who can do it all, you know, so, you know, we got a plan for it. He runs all different kinds of routes, slants, goes, deep ins. He makes some dramatic catches at times. So we have to focus in on the things that he does most of the time and try to defend those things first and then make decisions on how we're going to do that. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's really the essence of it. What is he doing to have success? And then what can we do to neutralize that, to take that away? So he has to do something else to get it done. There's no guarantee, but that you got to stop the difference makers first. And, you know, he's certainly one of the three difference makers or more on the offense, if you include Witten, who's certainly the go-to guy, and Tony. Well, I think that what we're doing is and I thought our players did a great job of it today. We're going out there and we're practicing. Everything we're doing is a dress rehearsal for Monday night. We can't control the digits out there in terms of what the weather is, but you know, we can go out there and work and practice and practice fast and do it efficiently, and that's what we did today. We had benches out there, we had heaters out there. You know, there's an ebb and flow to our practices. We have 5-6 play periods. We switch it out. Defense comes on, offense goes off. Sometimes we do it competitively. So those are the things. And today, you know, the weather really wasn't a factor. I mean, what's a factor in a game is the wind. You know, the cold isn't a factor. Like the wind can be a factor, and that comes to play calling, game decisions, special teams decisions, and things like that. But you know, the weather as it is, or the cold weather, if the wind is minimal, really should not affect the game. It's when the wind comes up that you've got to make the decisions throughout the game, that you know, deferring, not deferring, those types of things, kicking it, punting it, going for it, you know, whatever it might be in those situations on field position. So those are the big decisions that you just have to talk about, and we always talk about preceding the game.